Good morning. I've just had a sip of my second cup of coffee of the morning, which is rather nice. Hello, it's Tuesday the 5th of June, and this is the 270th One Thing Today micro podcast. Every couple of weeks, this podcast, which is sent out each weekday to Sustainably Creative members, is also sent out free via Twitter and Facebook and Audioboo, and is made available over on sustainablycreative.com. So if you're listening to the podcast for the first time, or if you're an occasional listener, hello, it's lovely to have you here. Normally in these podcasts, I pick the one thing that I'm going to do today to move my creative life on a little, and in so doing, I hope, encourage you to do the same. Today, I'm not doing that. Today, I've decided to take a holiday. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that the last week or two have been quite busy for me. I've been working quite hard on the book that I'm writing at the moment. And also last week, I had an article to write, which took me all week and left me feeling rather exhausted. So over the weekend, I decided that I'd stop for a week and have a rest and do very little apart from a few things that I wanted to get done, a little bit of resting and reading, and maybe the odd trip out. So this week's podcasts are going to be about days off rather than about planning one thing to do to move stuff on. But of course, as always, I think when we take a rest, in a way we are still looking after ourselves and still making it possible to work creatively. In fact, more possible, I think, to work creatively when we rest when we need to. I'd like to be better at realising that I need to rest. As always, I've left it rather late in the day to realise just how tired I am, or rather late in the week. but I have realised, so I'm pleased with myself for realising, and more pleased still for actually taking the step and stopping. I wrote to the editor of the book yesterday and explained that I was very tired and was needing some time off. And whilst that was a rather difficult email to write, I'm very glad I wrote it. And today, feeling much lighter and feel like the day is stretching out ahead of me and that I can enjoy it. Excuse me. My dilemma at times like this is always how to shift gear from work to rest. And whilst I don't by any means work all the time, I do have quite a relaxed attitude to work. I do still kind of have a work routine. And slipping out of that and slipping into what I hope is going to be a very, very restful routine for the rest of this week and over next weekend feels rather difficult. And I feel like I need sort of little tricks to help me do that. And today, what I'm going to do is take myself out for a Lemons's in town. I'm going to go to town, have a slice of cake and a cup of tea in one of my favourite cafes, take a notebook with me and write a few notes about some of the things that perhaps I'd like to do or even not do this week, actually. It's very tempting, I think, when there's lots of kind of space ahead of us, empty time ahead of us, to want to fill it. And that's something I always do, or often do, always tempted to do, at least. It's kind of a fight not to do it. So I'm going to have a bit of a think about how best to make use of this free time. I think I need some things to do, a little bit of structure, perhaps, but at the same time, not too much, so she'll plan lots of empty space. I'd be really interested to hear the ways that you shift gear from holiday to work or work to holiday. And I've just set up a thread on the members forum. So if you are a member of Sustainably Creative and listen to these podcasts regularly, then pop over to the forum. I shall add a link to the email that goes out to members today with the podcast so that you can you can pop over and let me know what sort of tricks you use to shift gear from working to resting when it's time to start a holiday. I'd be very interested to hear that. If you're not a member, you're very welcome to email me your thoughts. If you go to www.michaelnobbs.com/contact, do drop me an email and let me know again the way that you shift gear from work to holiday. I'd be very, very interested to hear. So that's it for me for today. No one thing today beyond going out for a cup of tea and a slice of cake, which I'm very much looking forward to. And I shall be back for members tomorrow. And if you're an occasional listener, I shall be back in 2 weeks with another podcast. So have a lovely day or have a lovely fortnight, depending. And do let me know your thoughts on shifting gear from work to holiday mode. Thanks very much for listening. Have a lovely, lovely day. Bye-bye.